Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Brittany.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I mean, it's Monday, so we all know that's kind of crappy, but it isn't too bad.
Doing the best you can with what you got, right?
Exactly.
Are you already at work?
No, I'm heading in now.
All right. What kind of work you do?
I deliver mail.
Oh, right. Fun.
God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
You run into some interesting people, I imagine, in your travels.
Very much. It's and a tedious job, but those, the animals make it all worth it.
Yeah.
You get to wear those blue sexy shorts, too.
It's a good look.
I don't know about all that.
How long does it take for you to do a run? Like, there are some days we get our mail as early as 3:30 in the afternoon, and we've had days where it's rolling in at 6:45, 7 o'clock.
It depends. There's not many staff members right now because of everything going on, so we're splitting routes. By the time we get done one route, we're splitting another route, and explains why you get it later, because that person's probably already done one full route themselves.
Yeah, I had a friend that was a mail person, and she said the same thing. Like, she would bust her butt and get her route finished, but then have to go on other routes to help other people.
Yeah, so you got a full day.
We do. Mondays are horrible.
Aww. Right. Well, let's try to make it just a little bit better with some beautiful flowers from Burns Garden Center, okay?
I would like that, yes.
All right. So which one of these is the real one? Is it A drunk driver picked his kid up from daycare, then went back to pick them up again? Is it B, a drunk driver stopped at McDonald's to pee and walked out without his pants? Or C, a drunk driver stopped to eat strawberries in the middle of the highway?
I'm having a tough one between A and B, but I'm going to go with A.
You're right.
Yeah.
Nice work. Okay.
Well done.
What a terrifying story, though.
Yeah, a guy in Florida named Reginald Horner was driving drunk on Friday and went to pick up his stepchild from daycare. Apparently, the daycare workers didn't realize he was drunk, so they sent the kid home with him. But then Reginald showed up again a short time later because he forgot he had already been there. When they told him he had already picked up his kid, he insisted they were wrong because he didn't have the kid. It turned out that in between visits, he left the child behind at a nearby store. Aww. Luckily, the kid is fine and back with his mom. Reginald is now facing charges for drunk driving and child neglect.
And I'm sure he will be staying with his mother.
I think so.
For quite some time.
Yeah.
Also, Brittany, if you're still listening, I need you to call the radio station back because something happened and we got disconnected before I could get your information.
Yep. Call us back.
Thank you.
All right. It's, let's see, 11 after 7. Jeff and Jen coming up. Odds are good that your partner has someone else on standby. And a new contraceptive for men actually uses magnets to shrink their junk. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nope.
News that didn't make the news that we think probably should have is coming up next. But now let's check the roads again. Here's Toria. Yeah, this is news that didn't make the news. Yeah. And I got to get news from all kinds of sources to know what's going on in this world. It is Monday, the 2nd of August. Can you believe it's August already, guys?
No, it's crazy. It's seriously back to school time.
Yep. And here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Yep. There's that familiar sinking feeling that Monday is just around the corner. A lot of people get that on Sundays. I think they call it the Sunday scaries.
Mm-hmm.
New poll found close to 1 in 4 people feel that way most weeks. You heard Brittany just talking about it a few minutes ago. It's Monday.
Here we go again.
11% of us dread Mondays every single week, and another 12% said more often than not. So that's 23% total. Not everyone hates Mondays, though. 26% of Americans said they actually never had that sinking feeling as their weekend draws to a close. And another 24% either don't go to work or go to school right now, so they don't care if it's Monday or not.
Right, it doesn't really matter.
Like, I didn't even know what day it is. What day is it today?
I do. Right around 6 o'clock on Sunday night, I get the Sunday scaries, and I go through my head like, I got to get Penelope's clothes out for school. I got to make sure she has her blanket. Do I have my lunch pack? I just have to start. I immediately go into like to-do/checklist mode and it lasts all the way till like 9:30. Even last night, I could not shut it down. For some reason, I was like amped.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a whole routine, I think, as you know, when you're a parent, that starts the night before. For me, it's usually around 4 o'clock in the afternoon that it's like, okay, from 4 p.m. till bedtime, I'm busy every day.
Washing last minute clothes, trying to get stuff done.
Feeding people.
Where is everything?
The whole routine for everything and the house.
Now, yesterday, I got the Kristen's coming home tomorrow scaries.
Yeah.
And what did you screw up around the house that you need to fix before she gets back?
Nothing. But I just, I like to have things, because I know how I feel when I come home from being gone for a while. So I want to make sure that the plants are watered. I didn't kill anything. Make sure the trash is taken out. You know, wash and change the sheets, that kind of stuff.
Empty the dishwasher, all
Empty the dishwasher, vacuumed all three floors. Mm-hmm. Like, I was busting butt over the weekend trying to make it all nice and clean for her. I got all the laundry done so that she'd only have whatever she brings home in the suitcase.
Nice. Now, do you do her laundry?
You know, we don't do each other. Well, I mean, we will... If something gets tossed or mixed,
like, do you have anything? Yeah, you got anything you need washed? I'm doing a load and there's room.
Yeah, we do that once in a while.
Yeah,
we pretty much, the three of us, it's odd. We all kind of do our own.
Your own laundry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're probably used to it.
I think we're just used to it. Yeah.
Plus, that's the feeling, though, that Jen and I are describing. Like, getting your house together.
Getting the house in order.
That's how it feels. It feels like Kristen's coming home every Sunday.
Right.
And then it still is never in order.
Is there anything you told her you'd get done before she got back? That you
nothing. Would... And she asked nothing of me. So I'm all excited. Because I, you know,
well,
it's
she
me
knows
going
better.
Above and beyond. Yeah. Right. She'll be like, as it should be.
Yeah.
What else do we have here this morning? Showers versus baths. Okay, so I notice, you know, if you travel a lot, you go to different hotels. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing that there are fewer and fewer showers. I'm sorry, bathtubs and more showers.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're seeing this in a lot of homes. You know, I watch a lot of those home shows on HGTV where they're looking around at their dream home, and more of them don't have bathtubs in them.
They have these huge walk-in showers, sometimes so fancy they don't even have doors.
Yeah, and movies always make baths seem so relaxing, but unless you've got a huge tub or you're 5 foot nothing, aren't baths really that great? A new survey found Americans now find showers more relaxing than baths. Showers.
See, what do you do with your kid, though? I mean, they can only fit in the sink for so long. Like, how do you... Like, for me, we have to have a bathtub because we have a kid that takes a bath every day. I mean, she will take a shower, but it's not perfect.
If you didn't have a tub, though, she wouldn't have a choice, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but you have a lot of those showers, especially the bigger walk-in showers that are now taking up the space of where the bathtub used to be, have seats and little areas there where I suppose...
Yes, could... but if you want to do an Epsom salt bath, you know, if you want to soak to relieve stress and relax your muscles,
I just
you need
had
a
my
tub
first
for that.
One for the first time ever while I was in Boston.
Oh, did you have lavender in it, or
did
what kind
like
of Epsom salt? It was lavender? Very nice.
Or no, I'm sorry. It was rose something.
Rose something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, Jacob does that every night. We have a 30-40 minute bath, and then we have a 45 minute shower.
I liked that.
Because you can't wash your hair in the bathtub, so obviously you have to get in the shower to do that.
What about
at least
bath
in our
bombs?
House.
Where are we going to put those in the shower?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've shown houses where they have not had a bathtub, and it was a deal breaker because they wanted, just
they
like
wanted
you were saying,
to soak
with
kids.
Wanted
the tub for the kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
41% of people say they prefer showers over baths. 32% said baths. You know, the rest aren't sure or whatever.
I love a good shower, and I've had this thought probably 20 times in the last 2 months while standing under the water, enjoying a beautiful shower and just kind of spacing out. Man, I wish I had a chair in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bench. Put a bench in there.
I got a little bench in mine, and you know what? I never sit on it.
Yeah.
Never.
It's real convenient.
It's for shaving your legs.
If you want to put your foot up. Yeah.
A shower beer, like you ever have beers in the shower, it's real convenient if you have a bench to just
nice
sit
to
on,
have
you can have your shower
spot.
Beer. I will tell you, traveling though, Jeff, I feel like there are two things when I get home I'm excited about. I love being back in my own bed, and I love my own shower. Like, there's just some, even if the shower at the hotel is amazing, it's just the comfort of being in my own shower that I miss.
Yeah, we have a bathtub in the master bathroom, but I don't think either of us ever use it. She just had a new one installed in the upstairs hallway bathroom, and that's real nice. But, I mean, I could probably count on one hand the amount of times that she's used it. Her daughter probably uses it, you know, more than anyone. But
I don't know many dudes that take a bath anyway, you know?
Well, it was funny because she took a bath at the hotel, and she said, "That was amazing. Mm-hmm. You have to do that." I wasn't really that interested. But she said, "No, I'm telling you, that will change your life. You've got that tub is gigantic."
I like it. I like a tub soak in the winter more than the summertime.
Yeah, she drew this bath for me. And she put the salts in it and everything else. Mm-hmm. And she was right. I mean,
it's
that
nice.
Was home.
Oh, what it does, those salts are amazing.
That was amazing.
Highly recommend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very relaxing. Almost 2/3 of people who are in a relationship right now have someone else in mind who is waiting in the wings just in case things go south.
A backup plan.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm going to repeat this stat. It'll make jealous people go nuts. Jen talked about it this morning in the Facebook Live video. This is fascinating to me. 2/3 of people who are in a relationship right now, they got someone else in mind who's waiting in the wings.
There are three people in this room right now that are in a relationship. Two of you, by these statistics, have someone on the back burner.
It's got to be the guys, because I can't even think of one.
I don't. I do not.
Yeah, me neither.
Is there anyone that you would be like, I should date that person? If I wasn't with Scott, I would be dating blah.
Prior to dating Chris, I had written off. I had come to terms with being an old single man for the rest of my life. So I'll just go back to that.
I think I just like want to date myself again. I had a lot of fun.
Same. But I'll say this. Kristen would have no trouble, you know, if she doesn't already have a backup in mind.
Mm-hmm.
She just naturally, she's that girl that just guys like to hang out with because she's just fun and gets along with just about anybody.
Yeah, but it's going to be...
She wouldn't have any
Who
problem.
Could she live with again? You know what I mean? Like, for me,
after
that's
living
what
with
think.
Jeff,
but not
true. She could live with anybody,
it,
right?
It is true.
But I'm thinking, like, who could I... Like, there are people that I'm like, oh, I would totally date that guy, or I would go out with that guy or whatever. But it's part of, like, being in my home, helping raise my child. There's a different... That's a different field.
Yeah, see, all her kids are grown.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, she raised three kids, which wasn't easy.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, just by nature, you got to be pretty flexible. But I feel like she can get along. She can rough it in just about any environment.
Yeah.
With just about anybody. Like, she's just pliable like that.
Flexible.
Really is.
Mm-hmm. Adaptable.
Yeah. But 2/3 of people who are in a relationship right now have someone else in mind who's waiting in the wings just in case things go south. 62% of people in long-term relationships, they've got someone on the back burner in case their current situation doesn't pan out.
I mean, doesn't that sound just like a sad kind of codependency? Like, these 2/3 of people are so desperate to not be alone that even though they're in a long-term relationship, they're thinking in the back of their head, if this goes bad, I've got to have someone else, and this is who it will be.
Oh, and it makes me think of J-Lo.
That was the first one that popped into my mind, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she just...
Is never single.
No,
is
not for
never,
a minute.
Ever single.
Now, and she said before, she's in love with love.
Which I am, too, but I also feel like I enjoy surviving and proving to myself that I'm on my own and comfortable on my own and I can make it on my own, you know?
Yeah, and this is not necessarily a one-way street, because listen to this. There's a very good chance that that person you have in mind is an ex. That surprised me.
Mm.
With all due respect to my exes.
Well, not just ex-wives. No, would there be any ex, like, if they were still in your life or around, are there any of them that you would date again?
I don't think so.
Nope. No.
I don't think so.
No.
Do you think they would want to date you again?
Probably not.
That's what all my exes would be like. Nah, we're good.
Yeah, no, we broke up for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but half of the people who admit they have a backup say the person they have in mind is someone they used to date.
Wow.
Almost two-thirds of people in general have stayed in contact with an ex during the pandemic. So keeping someone on the back burner, that's not just something that people in relationships do. A lot of us have someone in mind. 54% of women and 44% of men say they've slept with an ex before. And one out of seven of them specifically did it because they wanted to get back together with them. So there you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, sounds like about 10% more women than men, though, have someone on standby.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder if it's mutual. Like, does that person, are they thinking the same thing? Like,
this ex of yours that's floating around out there, are they thinking if they end up single that maybe, just maybe?
Well, ex or not, whoever your backup
person, are they having the same?
Is that backup person, like, aware? Are they thinking the same thing?
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is there kind of something that's already there where they're both like,
their,
different time, different place, right?
Has there been a conversation?
Right, exactly. Have they talked about it? Have they discussed it?
Or maybe they didn't need to.
They just know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Travel.
All right.
There are going to be some fights today.
Now you got everybody texting their partner like,
oh, really?
Honey.
Two out of three, huh? So, you know, the conversation would go like this at dinner tonight. So, honey, I was just wondering if anything ever happened to me.
I'm going to ask Scott when I get home today if he has a backup.
Is there anybody, and you know, that you might like, who do you think you would date? Or, you know, who I think would be, if there's someone that you suspect, you know, I think if I got run over by a bus tomorrow, I think that you should date blah, 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 just to kind of like throw it out, you know, to throw out the bait and see if they see their reaction to it.
And just be like, okay, just as plain faced as you can.
Don't you coach the men in this?
I mean, you can never
be replaced.
If she says, if anything ever happens to me, you have to be like, oh, well, I'm going to spend the rest of my life alone then.
I'm just going to spend the rest of my life pining for the love that I lost.
We know better than that. I know better than that.
So one of my exes said, if you spent the rest of your life alone, I would personally be offended. Like, I would hope that your time with me would do the opposite. Like, it would encourage you to want to try to recapture something similar with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I thought that was
nice.
Very evolved.
Yeah.
That's a nice little twister turn right there.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, well, then I would date her and her.
Careful.
This one, yeah. Yep.
Lie. All right, we got to take a break.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.